This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Let's bring in now Dr. Massimo Fagioli. He's a professor of theology and religious studies at Villanova and one of the foremost experts on the papacy. Dr. Fagioli, thank you for being with us this morning. What is the Pope's legacy in the Catholic Church? How do you think he will be remembered in the wider world?
He will be remembered as a Pope of the people, much more than the institution or the bishops or the clergy. And he will be remembered as the first pope of the global Catholic Church, which starts to realize that the world is much bigger than Europe or than North America, and that everything that Catholicism has done in the name of European culture, of the Western civilization, has to be reexamined, because the future of the Catholic Church is much more in the global South, in Latin America, Africa, Asia. That is, I think, his biggest legacy.
Yeah, he was the first pope from the New World, being born and raised in Argentina. You've studied many popes, many papacies. Was there anything about Francis that surprised you personally or professionally?
I was surprised by the fact that very quickly, in the first few weeks, there was a movement of opposition against him, saying that he wasn't Catholic enough, that he was speaking too much about the poor, the marginalized, about gay people. That happened very quickly, even before he did the most newsworthy things. So that's been the shocking thing for me as a scholar, but also as a Catholic to see, but because he was revealing something that was happening already. He broken a taboo that we shouldn't talk about certain things. And as a pope, he did. And that's been the biggest story of this pontificate, I think.
So how do you think that conflict is going to influence, or will it influence, the direction of the Catholic Church? Do you think, the Catholic, does it seem to be leaning to the left or right? Do you think his legacy of change will continue, or do you think the church will revert back?
I think it will be difficult to revert back, because what Pope Francis was saying on the global world was not just his own idea, personal ideas, but he was the spokesperson of a rising world. And so whoever the conclave chooses in the next few weeks, the Catholic Church is now speaking, thinking, acting in ways that are different from the ones of the 20th century. And so it will not be easy to pretend that Catholicism today is the same church shaped entirely by European culture, Italian culture, Irish, French, or German. It's much different now.
You mentioned the conclave. What does happen next procedurally for the church?
Well, usually there are the 9 days of mourning, and in the middle or at the end of those 9 days, the funeral of the Pope. And then there are some steps to call all cardinals to Rome to come to discuss who the next Pope should be. And after the first few days of discussions open to all cardinals, only the cardinals that are younger than 80 years old, they will go into this place, into this institution called conclave, and they will vote twice in the morning, twice in the afternoon, until at least two-thirds of the votes are cast for one candidate. And if he accepts, he will become the next pope.
Do you have, I know I'm asking you to kind of look into the future and make a prediction that you might not be able to, but do you, you already talked about, you know, the church not being able to, not reverting back to the way it was. So what is the church, what do you think the church will be looking for in the next pope?
A pope who can keep the church together first. A pope who can talk to the very dangerous situation in which we find ourselves today. This is the age of Donald Trump in American politics, but also in global politics. This will be a factor. A pope who can articulate a vision of the gospel of Jesus Christ in the 21st century without going back to dreams of a golden age of the past, distant or recent past. It's a mix of in the profiles of the possible candidates of age, of nationality, of theological cultures, of CV, of reputation. It's a very mysterious institution, very old, which is 1,000 years old with conclave. And so we will have to see how the conversation takes shape in the next couple of weeks, because it's the agenda that makes the candidates, not vice versa. So we will see how Pope Francis will be remembered, how some major sources of influencing public opinion will say about Pope Francis. That will be part of the picture.
Dr. Fagioli, we really appreciate your time and expertise. Dr. Massimo Fagioli is a professor of theology and religious studies at Villanova, one of the foremost experts on the papacy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.